You are listening to KHUM. Joining me on the phone is my friend Andy. Hey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. So you've been very busy sending out information to all kinds of media partners about the International Day of Peace and our local events. This is something that's happening all over the world on Friday.
Yes, it's actually tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Thursday is International Day of Peace. This year we're doing 3 days celebration of peace in 3 events in Arcata. And we had one today at the Arcata Library. It was phenomenal. And tomorrow we have a peace pole tour in Arcata on International Day of Peace.
So tell me about this peace pole.
Well, in 2015, I started working with our local artists and created about 7 peace poles in 2 years span. And so we have from the city of Arcata, Lawn has one, and there's a few others in at the Sanctuary in Arcata. There's one at Los Bagels in Arcata. There's also, so there's 7 altogether, beautiful peace poles. And we'll have a tour tomorrow starting at 11. We'll meet at 11th Street and G Street in Arcata, and we'll be installing a couple of plaques on some of them, and it'll be fun. So join us.
So explain the significance of these plaques that you're installing.
Well, I just wanted to acknowledge our local artists that they created the peace poles. They spend their energy and time and a vision, and they're sharing with the community. And I wanted to, this year, I wanted to acknowledge a couple of them and build more. I really want to see more peace poles. I would love to see it at the co-op. I would love to see it at Four Corners of a Plaza in Arcata, a Vets Garden. So I do invite artists out there if they would be willing to work with me and create more peace poles. And peace pole for me, it really, the vision is that to remind us who we are, what we are, to have a chance where we can stand and think and breathe, and just remind us where our energy needs to focus, really, especially nowadays. And I think any day it's needed.
I think that's
family,
a wonderful.
In the office, in the government, in streets, everywhere.
And every international, this is something that goes from the United Nations. So they are the ones who start the International Day of Peace. And every year they have a theme. And this year's theme is called Together.
Yes, Together for Peace, Respect, Safety, and Dignity for All. Yes, the International Day of Peace was established in 1981 by resolution of the United Nations. And I've been doing it for 4 years. Now through my group True Entertainment, and it's just such an important aspect. So all these last years we've been doing it for one day, for on a peace day, but this year I really thought that we need to broaden it up and think about peace more than just one day a year. So I made these little with my group these events that will emphasize us to talk about things that matter. And then on Friday, we'll also have a fitness class, at Willpower and Grace for Peace, that starts at 9 at the Arcata Core Pilates.
I think it's terrific that you're doing things in a lot of different ways for a lot of different people. So you have the story time and you have the fitness class and the peace poles. I think it's really inspiring, and I'm hoping that you'll get some people who are enthusiastic and want to take it to some of our other communities next year.
Absolutely. Yes. More the merrier.
And I will just, I've got the UN's website up in just a few words about what they have to say about the theme of Together. It's a United Nations campaign that promotes respect, safety, and dignity for refugees and migrants. It was launched September of last year, and its aim is to counter the rise in xenophobia and discrimination. Together is also a growing coalition of member states, private sector, civil society representatives, and individuals, like my friend Andy, committed to change negative narratives on migration and to strengthen the social cohesion between host communities and refugees and migrants.
Absolutely. And it really, peace is more than just out there. Those topics that you mentioned, they're kind of, a lot of them are out there in the world, some in the United States. I want to also focus people to their own lives, to their own community, to their own schools or workspace, and all. It's really, peace is a verb, so we need to work on it and act on it.
I love that, and I look at the Sustainable Development Goals at the United Nations, almost all of them apply to us in our own backyard. And you think about, well, we don't really have, you know, refugees and migrants here. Well, yes, we do. We had almost 300 people at the DACA rally yesterday,
right
in front of the courthouse. So it's all here in our community as well.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely.
So people just show up and they can take part, which is wonderful.
Yes, I really would love to see people coming out to the Peace Pole Tour tomorrow at 11. We'll meet again at 11th Street and G Street in Arcata, and then on Friday again, and continue to talk about things that matter. Peace.
And I'm so excited that this is, it incorporates the arts and incorporates the community and incorporates people doing the verb of peace.
Yes, that was the vision of our group, True Entertainment, to really broaden up and, have for, you know, from little kids today. It was just spectacular to see all ages at the library and enjoying the story time on peace with Miss Sue, and also dancing afterwards on peace songs and stuff like that. So it was beautiful gathering.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. I know that tomorrow on the International Day of Peace at noon, people are asked to take a moment of silence in honor of peace and to conjure peace within ourselves. So, and then you did something I think that's very lovely and creative, is you reached out to all of us in the media and said, would you please play peace songs on the International Day of Peace?
Yes, I really want to make a culture of peace, a movement of peace that can happen anywhere and everywhere, you know, like I said. So radios are also a very important part of it. And last year, KHSU did it, and I really want more of those kind of songs. So play it, Amy.
I will. I'll give you a couple today, and I promise I will play a set of peace songs tomorrow. I know Bailey's all excited about this, too. So KHUM is participating. And Andy, thank you for taking the time. I know you're very busy in the middle of all of this. Is there anything we haven't covered?
I think you got it all. We just have to really work every day. It's not, Peace Day is just September 21st every year, but really it needs our attention every day.
Every day and every moment. You can always choose to do the verb of peace.
Absolutely. And be active in your community. See who needs help. And there's everywhere, anywhere you can find to be helpful and be peaceful and kind and caring to your people around you.
It's actually very easy.
Yes.
Especially, I think our community is very open to it. So.
Yes, I love it living here. It's just an amazing place. And still, we have issues. There's no question about it. That's why I invite everybody to really take a time to see what you can do, what your mission is, what your bliss is, and go out and find that and help people.
Thank you so much, Andy. I will post this online, and in honor of International Day of Peace, as I said, a little preview. This is brand new from the Blind Boys of Alabama. Their new album is called Almost Home, and this is Pray for Peace on KHUM.